Oh my. We are looking a little worse for wear, aren't we? Oh no, darling, don't blame me. This has nothing to do with me. This is all you. You're the one who made their job difficult. You're the one who was a little unreasonable. I mean, it's kind of understandable. But still, that is all on you. My heavies, oh no, they don't work for me. I don't need heavies or Renfields. They work for the auction house. They are just responsible for delivery. And now that you've been delivered, you'll never see them again. Let you go. Really? Oh. You know, I'm a little disappointed. I was hoping for something a little more creative. I mean, with your spirit, your oh so very interesting history. Surely you will do more than just ask to be let go. Of course, it could just be a ruse, which it is. Not so disappointing after all. I can see why you were so expensive. The last Van Helsing. Oh, what a prize you are. Can't believe you're actually captured. But I guess the family bloodlines are a little watered down. Oh, so feisty. I like that. I like that a lot. So tell me, Van Helsing, are you a hunter? Are you a scholar? Or are you a nobody? You see, I have to ask because no one knows. We know about your family, your bloodline, but not about you. You are a big mystery. We know you can fight. We know that you're resistant to certain powers. So you know a little about the undead. And then there's that telltale grimness in your eyes. Why so sensitive? It's just a passing comment. Unless, of course, you know exactly what I'm talking about because you see it every time you look in the mirror. You've been touched by the shadows. There's something dark in your heart. Shocking. You're Van Helsing. What have you been up to? Don't worry. I don't expect you to tell me now, but you will tell me eventually. You see, we're going to be spending a lot of time together. So much time. And I'm hoping that we'll be friends. We won't be friends. You're going to hate me. You're going to hate yourself. Oh, no, no, no. You're mine. You are bought and paid for. Do I really think that I can keep you a prisoner? I'm pretty sure I can. I'm very confident, in fact. You see, Van Helsing, you might be resistant to ordinary vampires, but I'm not an ordinary vampire. I come from a very special bloodline. A very famous one. You might have heard about one of my distant ancestors. Count Dracula. Now I know what you're thinking. Every vampire says they're descended from the Dark Lord. But I'm not lying. And you know I'm not. You can feel it in your heart. Your dark, shadowy heart. Your blood knows my blood. This is fate. All the dark deeds of your past brought you here. To me, it really couldn't have been any other way. It's in the blood, in your blood, which smells delicious, by the way. It's a compliment. Oh, come now, don't be so sensitive. You smell simply divine. And as you get tenser, as an edge of fear, an edge of excitement just creeps in, you smell even better. Oh, you're not afraid. You're not excited. Are you also not a liar? Because you're lying. You're lying. I'm very pretty, aren't I? Oh, so very pretty. You're pretty too. You know, even if you weren't a Van Helsing, I would have bought you. You're very pretty. I like pretty things. I mean, look at my house. It's very pretty. Expensive. I like nice things. Special things. Things that were made just for me. Just like you were made for me. And there was no way that I was going to let anyone else get their hands on you. And if it had happened, well, I was very prepared to get a little murdery. Don't you feel special? You should feel very, very special. Because you are. You are special and gorgeous. You're more than pretty. That darkness in your eyes, that's not pretty. That is scary. If I gaze into your eyes for too long, I feel a little fear. And that is something I haven't felt in years. Oh, you're going to be fun to play with. What am I going to do with you? I'm going to look after you. You were very expensive. I look after my nice things, my pretty things, my gorgeous things with dark eyes. I'm going to look after you, and you're going to like it. You're going to like me. Rude. I like it. You seem to be under the misapprehension that I'm simple. That this is straightforward, that I want to kill you or drain you or torture you. Oh no. Van Helsing, that is not the case at all. You're not my prisoner, you're my guest. Again, I am not responsible for this. This whole tied up, chained up, very securely secured thing. That's all about you and your misbehavior on the journey over. I was hoping for something far more civilized. I cooked. No, I actually cooked. And I have not done that for quite a while. Do you know that on YouTube there are videos for everything? It's amazing. Of course, I know what YouTube is. And so it begins. What? Well, let me tell you. You are giving yourself away. Little glimpses inside that dark heart. That dark, mysterious past. You know about vampires, but you haven't been around them, not modern ones. No, you have a old-fashioned view. Someone taught you. Someone old. Someone experienced. Grandfather, I'm guessing. You have quite the poker face. But those eyes. Tell me, is he still alive? He's not, is he? He's dead. And you had something to do with it. You did, didn't you? Oh, this is golden. Van Helsing, what have you been up to? And down the shutters come. It's okay. Don't worry about it. We have a lot of time and I need to go and take care of dinner. Spent a lot of time on it. I'm using my very best china. All the best for you. Because it's your first night in your new home. So I'm going to go and get dinner ready. What? But you go. Why would I let you go? You've undone half the knots. You've figured out how to shrug off the chains, and as for the other little security measures, I'm sure you'll find a way out. And when you do, I'll be just down that hallway. I mean, you can look around for a way out. But it's pointless, and by the time you come and find me, dinner will be cold. And I prefer my dinner hot. So, you finish up here, and then we'll eat dinner. And then you can tell me more about your grandfather. Why do I have the feeling it's going to be a cold supper tonight? Oh yes, those dark, gorgeous eyes. You are definitely worth every penny that I paid for you, Van Helsing. Every single one. I'll leave you to your wiggling, and can I just say, nice ass. Oh, you're surprised, aren't you? See, that's a bad thing. It means... I'll tell you what it means at dinner. Have fun. Don't be too long. And I do hope you make the right choice. Because it looks to be a very delicious dinner. See you soon, Van Helsing. See you soon.